Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. So happy that you're with us. It's taken me nearly 2 weeks, Kim St. Ange, but I have finally figured it out. All you need to clear out your throat is a little bit of cinnamon roll from Schnucks.
Yeah, was it the scone you ate this morning plus that?
No.
The combination?
The scone did not do it, but here I am 2 hours into the show, and my voice is, while still a bit raspy, closer to normal.
Well, I'm happy for you. That's the perfect excuse to be able to eat some of the coffee cake.
I do have a cough button, which you'll hear me hit every once in a while because I just have to clear my throat, but better. It's better. It's good. I still feel great. I've never felt bad through this whole thing. That's the baffling part of it. But here we are. Tomorrow will mark 2 weeks since the beginning of Mark's throat issues here. Hopefully we're on the tail end of that, and hopefully my wife forgives me because she may be getting the same thing. Yeah. Right before the holidays. Just my luck. This thing is going around. Be careful out there. Be safe. We got a lot going on today. Of course, the follow-up to this shooting, we're going to hear a little bit more about here in a couple of minutes from Madison, Wisconsin. The police chief was live on several of the networks this morning. They still won't address the elephant in the room because they don't want to. I just watched he and Gail from CBS Morning Show go on and on and on about, you know, another tragic school shooting. When is this going to end? Blah, blah, blah. It must be the gun. When you know what it is, it's the mental health crisis affecting this country. We're going to talk more with our friend Mark Walters about this at the bottom of the hour. But, I mean, they won't even address the horrific social media posts this teenage girl was putting up on her websites, on all of them. She wasn't shy about it at all. How could nobody have seen this? I mean, for goodness sake, if your kids had a friend who posted some of the stuff this girl has allegedly posted about wanting to kill all men, not just one man, that the only way to save the earth is through women, and we need to kill all men. So it's going to be very interesting to find out exactly who she targeted in that classroom. I did hear this morning that the teacher who was shot was a substitute. He was filling in that day for the other teacher.
I also found it interesting that her cover photo for her ex profile was a picture of a church burning, assuming that's the correct account for her.
Her social media was a complete mess. And clearly, as we see again and again and again, you have an example of obvious pleas for help that everybody ignored, including the woke school officials, who there's no way they weren't aware of this. And the truth's going to come out on it at some point, I do believe. So we'll get to Todd Pyro coming up from Fox. I'm sure they're covering it as well. And the drone situation up on the East Coast, because some of the drones were seen over Connecticut, which I happen to know is where Todd Pyro lives. So we'll talk to him about that as well. But first, Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Two students remain in critical condition. Their injuries are life-threatening. A teacher and three other students were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, that's the police chief up there. You can already tell he's, I mean, obviously, trying to massage the messaging here a little bit. He got angry when somebody made some reference to who this shooter was or what her motive might have been or her sexuality. He didn't want any of that talked about. He only wanted to talk about the fact that there was a gun in a school, and we've got to move past that in this country.
Our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment.
Yeah, Donald Trump yesterday, wide-ranging interview he did with the media. What, an hour and a half almost, Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah. covering every topic anybody wanted to ask him. It's so refreshing after 4 years of having the lid put on at 2 o'clock every afternoon.
Well, here's to see Joe Biden is like, to say his sentence. He's like really like progressed.
Yeah, this is an NSC staffer in an undercover video admitting that Joe Biden is toast, has been for a while. Everybody knows that they all get strange phone calls from him, and he doesn't even know who he's calling. It's much worse than we thought.
If I were to want to connect with VP Harris or President Biden, there's 50 people. Between me and that, I could write a note that maybe could get to somebody to get somebody, then through Pony Express and a pigeon, something might end up in a mailbox near them. Yeah. And I called DJT to say, yo, can I have an interview?
And he answered.
But I still was able to connect with him.
This is so funny. Stephanie Ruhle, I don't know, most of you who listen to this show probably don't watch or listen to MSNBC. Stephanie Ruhle is one of the anchors and reporters for MSNBC. She's a lefty. She's pretty clear about her left position on things, right? But she went to this forum where they're talking about access. And she's like, you know, I guess they were trying to tear down just part of the problem with the Kamala Harris campaign, and that was access. That even left-wing reporters could not get access to Kamala Harris, to Tim Walz, to the top people in the campaign. I mean, it was much worse than we thought. It wasn't like, I mean, that they were sending out talking point memos every day. The left-wing media was clearly parroting whatever they were told to say, but they weren't given any access to the candidates. Listen to Stephanie. It's kind of a long soundbite, but you can hear her say, you know, one day I just decided to call Donald Trump and I had his phone number. And listen to how this went. We had to bleep a couple things in here, but it's pretty funny.
And I'll tell you one other example. The day after Donald Trump had that crazy rally at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I rolled the dice and I called him on the phone. And he answered.
Of course he did. Of course. What he said?
And I wasn't calling to chit-chat. I said, Mr. President, this is Stephanie Ruhle. You made a lot of comments last night, blah, 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 blah. And it was not an on-the-record conversation. Long story, so I'm not going to get into what he said. But I called for one reason. I said, you just said a whole bunch of public things. I'd like to sit down for an interview with you. We got 5 days before the election. So we didn't get into anything. There's nothing for me to report. I called him and said, I want an interview with you. Obviously, he said no. But my point is...
Yeah.
I was able to get to him by dialing his phone.
Right.
Now, that might be completely a... You're like, I can't believe people know this guy's phone number.
Yeah.
But the reverse of that, if I were to want to connect with VP Harris or President Biden, there's 50 people between me and that. I could write a note that maybe could get to somebody to get somebody, then through Pony Express and a pigeon, something might end up in a mailbox near them.
Yeah.
And I called DJT to say, yo, can I have an interview?
And he answered.
But I still was able to connect with him.
you can imagine the parts we had to bleep there. She said, before you go ape crap over the fact that I called him, just understand the fact that he answers his phone when you call him.
The fact that she even has his telephone number is mind-blowing.
I know. He's changed the paradigm for presidential candidates. How can we ever go back to a time where you have to wait for a formal news conference and only six reporters get to ask questions? And I mean, people should never accept that again. If you want to be president of the United States, you should be able to think on your feet and stand up and answer the questions.
Agreed.
And no holds barred.
Well, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris set the bar so low that it will not be hard for Donald Trump or any president for that matter after to be way more accessible.
You can either do it or you can't. And if you can't, you have no business being the leader of the free world, for sure. All right, coming up, Todd Patrick Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. I'm sure he's going to be working extra shifts over the holiday weekends, I suspect. But I want to find out if he's seen any drones over his home up there in Connecticut. We'll be back.
Our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment.
All right, just back from chasing down some of these drones and hopefully trying to shoot them down. It is the host of Fox and Friends First, Mr. Todd Pyro.
Yeah, I caught one. It was a big moment for me. Because I'm from Jersey, so I've just perched myself out in my parents' house, and I've just been shooting away. So thanks for having me. By the way, I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Why does Kilmeade get to do one of those promos for the station? Am I not important enough?
Have you not been approached about that, Todd? We assumed that all of our regulars had been approached by it. I apologize.
I have not been approached.
I'm going to blame that on management.
Well,
that must have been an oversight.
Management did talk to me, and they felt like you weren't cool enough, I guess, is what they told me. I'm not going to drop names. I'm just telling you what the managers told me.
Wow. It's harsh. It's tough living in my world. I'm not going to lie. It's very difficult.
Simple oversight, my friend. You know that. In fact, if you want to hold on the line, we'll be happy to let you record.
Let's do it right now. Ready? Let's practice. What do you want me to say?
Just record it on your phone and send it to me, and we'll have it airing by this afternoon.
The only place for St. Louis talk, 97.1.
Thank you. Perfect.
That was good, wasn't it?
Merry Christmas. Throw a Merry Christmas in there. I always listen. That sort of thing. We love it. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. I always listen.
He's like a robot.
Wow, Todd, it was so natural.
Nice.
Yes, and so from the heart. Let's remember that. Really came from the heart.
So on the drone issue for just a minute, I heard that some of these have been spotted over Connecticut as well. I mean, that's sort of home turf for you now, right?
I'll go next level. You know where they were spotted in Connecticut, Mark Cops? I just called you Mark Cops. That was weird. You're all of our police officers. No, they were spotted over the Fairfield train station where I go in and out of, where my car is parked. So are the aliens or whoever is running these drones really into a 2012 Honda CRV? Because you can have it, guys.
So have you seen any yourself?
You know what? This morning was the first time I actually realized that we are in the middle of a drone controversy, you know, the last month and a half notwithstanding. So I said, I'm going to look up. I'm going to get out of my own head for a second and look up. And I looked up for a split second and did not see any.
But
that doesn't mean they're not there.
Do you buy the fact that half of these sightings have been just fixed wing aircraft or helicopters? I mean, it seems to be how they're playing it off.
That's the new thing that we, I feel like we heard a lot of in the last 24 hours. Yeah. No, tell them they're planes. Why would the planes be in areas where planes have not been ever before? You know, like I kind of know when I'm outside the flight path that certain planes are going to take. Like, do I have the schedules memorized like somebody who's a prisoner and who has nothing else better to do but stare at the flight path every day? No. But I kind of know where the planes are. So if I saw something that was in my airspace that I had not seen before at a time that I had not seen it, you know, a red flag might go up and I would assume it wasn't a fixed wing aircraft like the kids. Now they're like, well, some of these were manned. Really? Is that your excuse for the angry Italians like me in Jersey not shooting them down? Because let me tell you something. I am an Italian. I am from Jersey. The fact that some dude is in these things is not the thing that's preventing us from shooting him down. It's because, I don't know, that we just haven't done it yet. But given time, Chris Christie said it.
It's the gun laws. That's what it is. I love the memes of the guy sitting on his back porch in camo holding his AR-15, says, people in Tennessee waiting for the drones to show up.
Right.
Could be Missouri for that matter.
But, you know, look, I think inevitably that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Well, one already fell from the sky in the New Jersey area.
Right, and what happened to that?
I don't really
know.
I'm a little confused.
Wow. Yeah,
exactly.
No,
so my first question was, what did they do with the wreckage? And literally, the person I asked was like, it was full crickets. Full crickets.
So that's interesting, the federal government. Yeah, to watch Trump yesterday say that they don't think this is anything dangerous or they would have taken it out of the sky. And then they ask him, well, was this discussed in your daily presidential briefing? I have no comment on that. Like, he's not saying either.
Yeah, I feel like Do you feel like he knows and that was the answer that he gave?
Well,
like,
you know, I did read, and I don't know if you've seen this or not, that somebody said that for all we know, maybe national security people got some tip that somebody was trying to sneak a thermonuclear suitcase bomb into the United States, and they're using drones to try to look for it on ships coming in, and they don't want to tip off the idiots that they know about it, and that's why they haven't said anything. I guess I've read enough spy novels, I might buy into an argument like that.
Your colleague at a radio station up there in Maine proffered that hypothesis from the Ben Affleck, Bridget Moynihan movie that takes place in Some of All Fears. I think that's the name of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, thanks, Ray. My parents are in Jersey. I don't need that. I called out. I just said his name. He has a radio. His name's Ray Richardson.
Nice.
Do you know Ray?
I do not know Ray, personally.
Anyway. That's the one that concerns me the most. You know, just because my parents are injured. Like, look, I'm not for spying, but I'd rather have our federal government spying on, like, my parents to see what stupid beanie or gubellini, as we refer to them, my dad's wearing in the house in the middle of winter and 85 degree temperatures versus, oh, Ma and Pa Pyro are going to be killed in a radiation blast.
Yeah,
you know,
it's unnerving, and maybe that's another reason they don't want to say anything about it, because people would freak out about that as well. I don't know. Todd, so I don't want to discourage you. I know next week on Tuesday will be Christmas Eve.
Yeah, they've already canceled me for next week and probably the 31st, because you're not working the 31st, are you?
Yeah, I'll be here, actually. I burned up all my vacation earlier this year, my friend.
You're working? Oh, man. Well, how about we do this? I can't do the 24th because I'll be on the Fox and Friends couch.
Got it.
But let's see what the 31st does.
Okay.
Let's see where it brings us.
Cool. All right, buddy. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yep. See you later. Todd Pyro back here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Many of you have asked me about the why of this. Why did this happen? What do we know? What was the motivation? I do not know. But I will tell you this. Our detectives are working hard in the investigative process to find out as many answers as we can.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, our friend Mark Walters joining us from Armed American Radio, and great to have him back. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, I know you're following this case up in Madison. We've been covering it all morning, and what we know, what we don't know. The one thing is pretty obvious to me, and I'm a big fan of law enforcement, but I'm watching this situation, and it strikes me that the one thing this police chief doesn't want to talk about is the elephant in the room. That once again, we had a child who was clearly off the rails. If you look at any of her social media, nobody seemed to know it or acknowledge it. And now they were all shocked that something like this happened. Am I wrong?
No, you're spot on. And how many times have you and I talked about this exact topic before?
Numerous.
It's repetitive. It happens every single time. In this case, you've got a 15-year-old girl. Okay, this... Mark, you know, this is cultural stuff.
Yes.
Okay? This is very deep-rooted. I don't want to hear, and we're going to, Biden has already said at the end of his statements, he said, Congress must act now. I'd like somebody to show me what the U.S. Congress can do to stop a 15-year-old girl from doing what she did. And by the way, Mr. Biden, former President Biden, she used a handgun, not a rifle. I know that didn't fit the agenda. But they're still calling now for Congress to act. And I'd like people to tell me what Congress can do.
Well,
see, Biden can't get off the gun control push. It's all agenda for these people.
No, and she's not old enough to have gone in and bought the gun legally. She bragged. No. She showed pictures of herself holding it on social media. She had an X account littered with photos of the Columbine shooters. I saw one post, Andy Ngo, or whatever his name is, however you pronounce his last name, on X, had some comments on there about how much she hated men and thought the matriarchy was the only way forward for America. We don't know who all the victims are yet. If they're all men, that'll be a better idea that's really what she was after. She was clearly mentally disturbed, and yet she wasn't on anybody's radar in that entire school.
She had to have been. And again, hindsight, we're looking at this, you know, it's a Monday morning quarterback issue,
yes,
obviously, but yes, every time we look back at this, it's on somebody's radar. And AWR Hawkins over at Breitbart has a headline up right now, Madison police chief on shooter, however she or he or they may have wanted to identify, is not important. Really? It's very important. And, you know, what you were just mentioning, Madison's a very liberal place. Madison's a very liberal town.
Right.
So, again, liberal ideology permeates this. We see this time after time after time. This girl's 15. How does she even, you know, Columbine? She's 15.
That's what a lot of people don't talk about, that when these shootings happen in these liberal cities where they already have strict gun control, they're not talking about that. But to your point, this girl's 15 years old. She never should have had one in the first place.
No, and Kim, you're right. And her father is cooperating. I know you guys have seen that too. I don't know how this is going to go down. Normally in situations like this, you see an adult wind up getting charged. Where did the 15-year-old get access to the handgun?
That's a good point.
Did she steal it? Did she take it from her parents? Do we even know yet? All we know is that the father is cooperating. And transgender is involved again. And the matriarch is involved again. Okay? So, I mean, I don't have the answers to this. I don't think any of us have the answers. What I can tell you is it's clearly a cultural breakdown in our society.
Oh, yes. It clearly is. And it just sickens me that we keep seeing these things. We had a shooting here at the Gateway Visual Performing Arts Center in St. Louis. It took them 2 years for the police to get the information out on the report. Bits and pieces of this kid's manifesto leaked out. He clearly had serious mental issues. They knew he had a gun. He couldn't have gone in a store and bought one. But yet nobody got charged with the fact that the kid had a gun. They pick and choose which of these laws they want to enforce, and then they complain there aren't enough laws at the end of the day. And it's a mental health issue that's ignored.
Yeah, it clearly is. That's clearly a huge part of it. And we don't know enough. Was this kid on medication? I've got two children. My son is 20. My daughter's 22. And I don't, when my kids were 13, 14, 15 years old, I can't imagine them making a decision like this. This is a pretty adult decision to make at 15 years old, to decide to go into a school and murder people. So we've got to start looking at why the culture is. And look, I hate to put this on the surface, but I've said this many times, and I think you and I have talked about it on multiple radio programs, Mark, that when you combine, and I'm going to go to media here, when you combine a liberal progressive media spitting out these horrible lifestyle choices, number one, you combine that with instant access to 24-hour information immediately, and you put a phone that has access to everything instantly in it and social media, it is a recipe for disaster for these kids. It's a recipe for disaster. And we see it happen time after time after time. You're mentioning social media accounts that this person is posting on all the time, 15 years old. I want you to think about that.
Well, you know, it's a warning for every parent out there, Mark. I mean, you may think there's no way my kid would ever do this. I know my kid does this, my kid does that. When's the last time you looked at their social media? I wonder about that. When's the last time you looked at, because, you know, let's face it, if you're of a certain age, you're probably not on Instagram. You're sure as hell not on Snap. You're not on all of the social media they prefer to use because they know their parents don't look at it for a variety of reasons. When is the last time you looked at your kid's social media? It's a fair question for everyone.
It absolutely is. What you did was you just talked about parental responsibility.
Yes.
Now, I'm gonna tell you right up front. My kids had their social media looked at hardcore all the time. They were raised right. And I hand that to my wife. I'll tell you that right now and to all of our listeners.
Smart man.
Because I probably wouldn't have done it. But my wife did it. And it's called parental responsibility. That's what this goes back to. And hindsight, after the fact, you've got two dead, two more fighting for their lives. From the actions of a 15-year-old like this. And you're right. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes in social media. Bullying has changed since we were kids, Mark.
Yeah, it doesn't end when you leave school. But it's interesting that social media, and X is now better under Elon Musk, but you think about the types of posts that are censored because of things they say that are conservative or Christian, right? But then you have a 15-year-old who's seemingly making threats and glamorizing the Columbine shooting, and that's not at least flagged?
Yeah. I don't get it either, guys. I wish I had an answer for it.
No, I know you don't, but you share our frustration over watching this over and over again. And, you know, I mean, I can't imagine what the police chief's going through in that community, but we also know what the politics are in that community, and several of his comments so far have seemed very clearly aimed at pushing it as just another mass shooting without addressing the elephant in the room. So that's what we're here for.
And they probably never will.
No.
Because it's their politics.
Yep.
They don't see it like you see it. They view it differently than you do. And I know that's hard to understand, but it's very true. The fact of the matter is the pattern is here time after time after time, and you just nailed the pattern.
Yeah. Mark, I don't know if we've got you next week or not, brother. It's Christmas Eve. You with us next Tuesday?
Oh, I'm good Christmas Eve. Let's do it.
All right. All right. We'll talk about that. And thank you for all you do for us throughout the year. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it much. And thanks for keeping this conversation alive.
Absolutely. Mark Walters there, host of Armed American Radio and armedamericannews.org. You can go there and keep up to date on everything they're doing. He also represents the Second Amendment Foundation as a spokesman as well. And they've got their hands in a lot of court challenges around the country defending your Second Amendment rights. Kim, what are we whimming about here in a minute?
Well, by now, you've all certainly heard of Bitcoin, maybe Dogecoin, but have you heard of Fartcoin?
I have not, but I'm intrigued as a guy.
It's a thing and it's soaring. We're going to talk about that.
Kim on a whim.
Meet Fartcoin, a memecoin that's sweeping the internet, driven by humor, viral memes, and speculative hype. It's soaring higher than anyone expected, but experts warn it could be nothing but hot air.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. We're not just blowing smoke. There is a thing that is called Fartcoin.
Coin.
It is a joke crypto, but listen to this. Fartcoin's, it's hard to even say it. Fartcoin's market cap of nearly $800 million now exceeds that of several well-known brands, including Office Depot, Guess, Ethan Allen, and ZipRecruiter. It's surpassed Dogecoin, which is also kind of a joke. It has no intrinsic value, but Fartcoin was up another 39% to 83 cents. Dogecoin, on its best day, apparently only reached 73 cents. The question is, why are we seeing this massive uptick? Why are, when this has no value, Fartcoin, why are so many people investing in it? Because
I have so many questions.
Is anybody going to get their money back from this?
How much is it a coin?
A fart coin, they're saying, is valued at, I guess, 83 cents now.
And yet it's worth $800 billion?
Million with an M.
$800 million.
Million. But the fact that so many people have bought into this, even as a joke, they're saying once President Trump was elected, who has kind of vowed to be the crypto president, and he's appointed people to his cabinet who also are very crypto friendly, they're saying a lot of these people, investors, they're just kind of for fun, I guess, they're trying to invest in these different things, including Fartcoin, and just seeing what happens. And it's this thrill that they get. It's this adrenaline rush as they're watching it go up. I mean, heck, Fartcoin in the last week the value of it has nearly tripled. That's dumbfounding. Fartcoin, you guys. It's, if you go online, it has an account, and they just share fart jokes. Seriously, they use a noise, the sound effect. I'm not going to make it for you. It is ridiculous. Can you imagine telling your wife, you're like, babe, I have a new investment opportunity. I really think it's best for our family to pull out of this investment, and we actually put all of our money into Fartcoin.
The real question is, where do you, I mean, like, no reputable investment firm is going to allow you or be part of that transaction. You're going to have to go on to one of these places that lets you buy things individually and buy it. Right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like the Hawk Tua girl has her own meme coin.
Do you really have to bring in the Hawk Tua
girl? Well, I'm sorry, but
this?
Anybody can do it is the point. That's the name of it. And you can buy, it's worth like 5 cents or something. I don't know.
Hawk Tua girls?
She made a bunch of money. They think she made a bunch of money off of it and sold it. And now it's gone down. She's taken a lot of grief for that.
She's taken a lot of grief in general.
Well, she deserves a lot of grief in general.
She's under investigation for false advertising and misrepresentation.
For what? For that coin?
For the coin, yeah. She in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Disastrous meme coin bust, it says on here. Yeah. So you got to be, I mean, you've got to really know what you're doing. Even if you think Fartcoin is funny, it would be funny to own some of this and show it to everybody at the bar.
But you're throwing your money away.
You are. That's my thing. Aren't you just throwing your money away?
Yeah.
What are you really going to get any of this back? So the account on X it has this feature called gas fees that produces a digital fart sound with every single transaction. And it shares this article says it shares gastrointestinal memes. I kind of want to follow this account now just because I'm so curious. What is that? To be honest with you, my husband's in the finance world. He has tried to explain all this stuff to me, and it is hard for me to wrap my brain around this whole crypto world stuff.
Yeah.
And this is yet another example where I can't possibly understand why somebody would put money into something when there's nothing tangible about it. I understand Bitcoin. I can't go to the store and get one Bitcoin, but that at least I can understand more so. Fartcoin and Dogecoin, I just don't get why people are willing to put their money into something like that.
Well, I mean, it's generally going to be like day traders and people like that who think they can buy it and sell it and turn a quick dime on it if they see a trend where it's going up. But the people that don't think about it
because it could drop off. One day could make a massive difference in this.
Let's face it, there are some people that actually make money on these online gambling sites, like online sports betting. The vast majority of people lose their rear ends doing that because they don't understand what they're doing. They think it's fun. They must have some do and some don't have the money to waste. Some think they're going to get their big payday. The vast majority of people lose money. The house always wins.
The name itself, Fartcoin, I think is enticing enough for a lot of people to want to invest in it just because people think it's funny.
Oh, I invested in Fartcoin. Can you believe it?
Farts are funny.
That's the thing. A five-year-old thinks a fart is funny, just like, I'm not going to say your age, Carl.
You can get that.
Okay, before. See, you said
can,
it.
You can
you
get
still
that.
Think it's funny.
You can download that to your Tesla here. Elon Musk thinks it's funny.
He's on the spectrum, though.
He does. It sounds something like this if you're in your Tesla. You can download that, and it'll come out of one of the seats of your Tesla.
It wasn't me. It was him. The man older than I am.
Ryan Wiggins coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.